Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, first this afternoon, an American tourist who was kicked and beaten by a group of youths on Store Street remains in intensive care at Beaumont Hospital today, with his injuries being described as life-changing. The 57-year-old man had just left his guest house accommodation on Talbot Street when the attack took place. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, visited Store Street Guard the station close to where the incident occurred this afternoon, and she was asked if she feels safe in the city.
I've been in the city centre myself, be it from a work capacity but also in a private capacity. I've been at concerts locally down in the Three Arena. I've walked up to the city centre. I've been in the centre. I do think our city is safe. I have to stress that whether you're living here, working here, or whether you're a tourist here, I do think our city is safe.
Well, for more on all this, we're joined now by Barry Ward, Fine Gael Senator, member of the Oireachtas Justice Committee, and also Gina Murphy, Chairwoman of the Irish Tourist Assistance Service. And thank you both for joining us this afternoon. Barry, I might come to yourself first. Do you feel safe in the city centre?
I do. And I'm in Dublin more or less every day and on O'Connell Street very frequently. But it doesn't really matter whether I feel safe or not. The reality is that lots of people don't. And that's something that needs to be addressed. So, you'll never have a situation where there is no crime in the city centre, and that's not true of any large city. But what we need to do is make sure we mitigate that to the greatest possible extent and ensure that if and when something happens, that there are Gardaí close by, that there are solutions in place and that we can deal with it effectively.
Okay. And when you say you feel safe, I'm just genuinely interested in this now, because I certainly don't feel safe walking down O'Connell Street or anywhere really in around that area. Do you feel safe in that area of the city centre?
Yeah, I do. As I say, I walk up and down O'Connell Street fairly often, like most days during the week. I'm in the city centre. I don't feel unsafe, which is not to say that there aren't lanes off O'Connell Street and off the adjacent streets that I wouldn't particularly venture into. But I think it's not about telling people that Dublin City is not safe, because in fact, if you look at the statistics, Dublin is one of the safest capital cities in Europe. But that's cold comfort to anybody who's been the victim of crime, particularly obviously to this man who's been unspeakably assaulted this week. So it's not about telling people that they need to feel safe, because statistically that's no help to them, even if it is true. What we need to do is make sure that they feel safe, and that is about putting Gardaí on the street as part of a whole range of measures that Minister McEntee has put in place. But until those Gardaí are visibly on the streets, people are going to have concerns and they do need to be addressed.
Yeah, and I suppose you can talk about feeling safe all you want, but again, if we come back to the area of Dublin that we're talking about, the North Inner City, I'm sure you'll have heard the report in Morning Ireland today. I think it was Keane McCormick, the reporter, who had gone around, walkabout around that area and come across, within an hour, a number of different instances of people using drugs. Now, there wasn't violence perpetrated against him, but most people wouldn't feel safe in that instance either, so it is an issue, I think you will accept. There's an issue here.
It's undoubtedly an issue. There is absolutely an issue. And the Minister herself accepted that. And it is something that is being dealt with, which is why this government has invested more money. Yeah.
Sorry, Barry, go ahead.
One of the reasons that Helen McEntee and the government have invested as much money as they have in the Gardaí, an unprecedented amount, including as part of that a huge recruitment campaign. Now, I heard the Minister today saying that we're not going to make 1,000 Gardaí this year, but we won't be far off it. And the reality is that it's something that is tremendously important, because putting Gardaí in Garda stations, not just in Dublin City Centre, but throughout the country, is part of that solution. But it's only the first part. There's also lots of other programmes in relation to education, in relation to working with disadvantaged communities. And then the other side of that coin is increasing the penalties. And you'll know that last week the President signed into law new legislation increasing the penalties for exactly this type of offence, for assault, for example, doubling the maximum penalty from 5 years to 10 years. And that's important, because it says to judges that the scale for this offence is much broader, and it gives them much greater powers to give stiff penalties to people involved in assault causing harm specifically, but any kind of public order or assault measure. It's setting down a marker that it will not be accepted, and that the courts will take severe action against people who are involved in this kind of activity.
Okay, well, I suppose they have to be caught first, and that brings us back to the number of Gardaí. There's 14,500 now. We should have 15,000. 60 fewer Gardaí in Store Street alone than there were 3 years ago. That's Store Street, that's very close to where this attack took place.
Yeah. Now, you can pick statistics, and I don't really want to argue statistics. This happens that 2019 was the highest year for the number of Gardaí in Store Street, but that doesn't matter.
Okay, well, if you want to look nationally, 800 fewer Gardaí across the country in the last 3 years than there were 3 years ago. That's under this government. We're down 800 Gardaí.
In fact, if you look at this government has made an unprecedented investment in the Gardaí, has committed to a huge recruitment campaign. You'll appreciate, Sarah, that in terms of recruiting Gardaí, it's not something like an office job where you can have an interview and you're in. There's vetting involved, there's training involved, there's recruitment involved. And there is a huge interest in this recruitment, which is why it's going on apace. And you will see a huge change in the overall number of Gardaí. But it's also important to say to people...
When will we see the huge change, though, Barry? I know you're saying it takes a while to recruit them, but you're Fine Gael wearing government last time out as well, you know, so it's not like you haven't been there for a while now to recruit these Gardaí.
When Fine Gael came into government, Templemore was closed and had to be reopened. It was closed again during COVID, and those are challenges that have been addressed by the recruitment campaign that's going on this year. So you'll have an attestation, I think, of 154 Gardaí in Templemore this month, for example. So that work is continuing. It does take time, but it is also important to say to people that you can't have a guard on every street corner, nor would we want a guard on every street corner, because that would amount to a police state. What you do need, however, is a visible Garda presence, a situation where people feel Gardaí are about, Gardaí are available. If they call the Gardaí will come, they will deal with the situation, they will protect them. And that's what we're working towards, not a situation where you have 100,000 Gardaí, which is not feasible, but certainly ramping up the number of Gardaí all the time, having them available and resourcing them properly with cars, with bicycles, with body cams, and with the powers they need to properly enforce the law.
All right. Just briefly then, Barry, a lot of personal criticism towards Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister herself, from both opposition TDs and indeed government TDs. I don't know, did you see Willie O'Dea writing in the Sunday Independent at the weekend, the Fianna Fáil TD, Willie O'Dea? He said the public wants Helen McEntee to focus more on delivering safe streets than on playing, I'm quoting here, to the woke gallery. Every minute spent pushing a flawed hate bill or allowing Gardaí who pursue criminals to be investigated is a minute wasted. What's your response to that criticism?
Well, I don't think it's reasonable or fair, and that's playing politics, which is exactly, I suppose, what you'd expect from the people you're talking about. But there's no reason both can't
partners.
Be done. Well, Willie O'Dea is not a member of the government. He's a backbench Fianna Fáil TD. He's entitled to his opinion, but he is also playing politics with it, make no mistake about it. And any of the opposition TDs who are doing that are also doing that. I am less interested in that than I am in finding solutions. And in fairness to Helen McEntee, she has put them in place. It is not the case that you can't put down legislation dealing with domestic violence and particularly violence against women or gender-based violence, and also recruit Gardaí and also put in place increased penalties for assault and also put in place legislation for facial recognition technology and body cams and all the other things that she's doing.
All right, I want to bring in Gina Murphy, chairwoman of the Irish Tourist Assistance Service, and lots of texts already in on this, Gina. People talking particularly about the American tourists being so viciously assaulted, and how this is going to cause us problems internationally indeed as well. How many tourists or cases would your organisation deal with usually?
Well, on an annual basis, obviously the last couple of years, figures would be distorted as we didn't have a tourism industry through COVID. In 2019, we dealt with 579 cases, which actually amounted to 1,024 people. So you could have a case where, say, a car was broken into, but there were three people whose luggage was taken out of a car or something like that. So the case numbers and the people numbers would be slightly different. Last year in 2022, with tourism just coming back, we dealt with 438 cases, which included 675 individuals.
And in terms of then this type of incident, this very sort of severe violent assault, is that the type of thing that you would see often, or would that be a very rare occurrence?
A very rare occurrence, a very rare occurrence. The majority of the instances that we would deal with would be theft. And this is where people have personal belongings or credit cards, passports, all things like this that, you know, would be classified as stolen documents, anything. So we're basically, ITAS it's a dedicated specialist service, and we offer immediate support and practical assistance to tourists who experience crime and trauma. It's a free service, it's confidential, and we have an office in Pier Street Garda Station, and we are about to open another office on O'Connell Street. But we are accessible by the whole country through the telephone lines.
And is there any particular reason you're focusing on opening an office in O'Connor Street particularly? I don't know, is that linked to all the negative attention that that particular area has been getting recently?
No, it's just it's more a matter of being able to service, you know, the issues that come to us. Yes, it's, okay. We have a very small office in Pier Street, so we needed more space.
Have you any sense over the last couple of years of the problems around even petty crime, as what you're talking about, theft and things like that, increasing? Or I don't know if you've any figures in that, or is that just something maybe there's a feeling around it that aren't backed up by your experience?
I think, as you know, as was said, as Barry said, I mean, there's crime in every capital city across Europe. There's always going to be petty theft. There's always going to be pickpockets. There's all, you know, we would just advocate for awareness and just people to be conscious about their, you know, the areas that they're going to. There's always little pockets of every city, no matter where you go, whether it's Europe or the States or whatever, that you go, you know, that's not a safe area to go into. But I mean, Dublin city centre generally is a safe place, but there is petty crime. There is, you know, right. but that's pan-European.
All right. Well, I have to tell you, both yourself and Barry, we're getting loads of texts from people who disagree with this idea that Dublin city centre is a safe place. You know, person says, I'm 23 years in the North Inner City. It's completely lawless. We're on our own. That comes from Simon, who says he's in East Wall. Another person says Dublin city is not safe. I would never bring anyone into it in the evening, especially tourists and any of my family. We need more Gardaí on the street.
Sarah, quickly, Jean,
if you don't mind.
I have a business in Dublin city centre, so I'm very aware of what goes on here. And, you know, I'm in Dublin too, so I am city centre.
Okay.
So, and I haven't seen an uptick. Yes, yeah.
I understand. All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining us. That's Gina Murphy, Chairwoman of the Irish Tourist Assistance Service, and Barry Ward, Fine Gael Centre, and a member of the Oireachtas Justice Committee.